morning, good evening, and good night. Greetings to all of my kings, queens, and a little bit more to all the angels in between. Welcome back to the Sugar Service. As per request, it looks like it's still me, y'all. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the soprano with the Adam's apple, also known as Big Brother. What you doing for Valentine's Day? Not a goddamn thing. Because Fashion Week is still in full swing, y'all, and the city is about to be in full recovery mode. So let me tell you this, there is still more. The Anonymous Club, oh yes, the Anonymous Club, I'm sure you heard about this brand new collective storming the streets and putting on a three-part performance this weekend. Yes, that's right, a three-part performance this weekend. The first night was last night, featuring sounds by Shane Oliver himself, Ease Tumor, Arca, and your favorite person ever. Yep. That's right, you guessed it, it's me. Followed by the first ever Shane Oliver show tomorrow. So just so y'all know, this show is at least 13 years in the making, and I just left the last fitting before the show, and baby, just like my dog was crying, I was crying too. So if I were you, I would meet me there tomorrow, because big things are gone. But before we can enjoy all that good time, let's stop and get the energy right, because it is time for the word of the week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Preach, preacher.
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, y'all, let's jump right into this word today. Today's message is dedicated to all the dream destroyers in your life. Some you may be already familiar with, some may still be in disguise, some may even have a long-term strategy against you. Either way, dream destroyers are definitely alive and well. So my question to you today is, what are you doing about the dream destroyers in your life? I mean the haters in your life. I mean the negative surroundings that you may be in right now. Two things are definitely true and for certain. One, haters are gonna hate. Unfortunately, that's the job. And two, you become what you are around. Your surroundings matter. Your surroundings should be there to protect your dreams, not attempt to destroy it. My beautiful people, all I'm saying is be free. The best part about getting back on your feet is knowing who not to walk with again. Let me repeat that. The best part about being back on your feet is knowing who not to walk with again. I'm gonna say it one last time. The best part about getting back on your feet is knowing who not to walk with again. If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. Okay? Ashe. Yikes, that word was a bit heavy, but sometimes you just really got to put your weight on it. And with that being said, it's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. Get right into it. A North Carolina state representative shared their Waffle House order last week, and if your plate has three things on it, but the whole plate is beige, do not share. Wow, this is cool. Spike Lee is set to direct a multi-documentary about Colin Kaepernick, y'all, for ESPN, who continues to benefit for every side of the football equation, right or wrong. And one more thing before I go. February is a huge month for me, y'all. I just dropped a meditation album on every streaming platform, but I suggest you get it on Spotify called This Is Possible. Then right after that, I'm playing a show February 15th at Dumbo House. So if you're in Brooklyn, meet me there. Then after that, you can catch me on February 17th at Elsewhere in Brooklyn, where me and the band is going to go off with the other band called Standing on the Corner. And you don't want to miss both bands, because they both go ham. You heard?
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame. Presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all. This is the part of the show where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is, or what at least they should be, okay? Today, we are honoring the Caribbean fast food chain known as Golden Krust. I'm not quite sure when Golden Krust ever got started, but I do, however, remember eating beef patties and cocoa bread from at least 3 years old. And I'm not going to say my age, but that's a really motherfucking long time. Golden Krust has been a staple in New York City and maybe somewhere else if it is somewhere else. But I know in New York City, Golden Krust has been a staple for us when we don't have time to wait 30 minutes for a genius Jamaican to cook us a real good meal. When we're on the go and we need something to eat in 5 minutes, Golden Krust has every patty you can imagine. I stopped eating it for a while because, you know, I'm plant-based. But guess the fuck what, y'all? They now have a plant-based patty. So now, if you ever wanted to get me anything for Valentine's Day, I would please like a plant-based patty and cocoa bread from Golden Krust. And because of that, you are our local hero of the week. Carry the fuck on. Wow, y'all, I cannot believe this shit. Standing in front of me or sitting in front of me right now and sitting pretty is the Anonymous Collective. Well, a representative from the Anonymous Collective and one of my favorite representatives from the collective, Mr. Pablo himself, who also is a fab producer from New York City, I think, because I met him in New York City, but what I know for sure that is certain is that Pablo is a fab producer. Also, his name is Pablo. This is his real name, so you know he's a fab producer. He's about the music, not his name. I trust those. Anyway, welcome to the Sugar Service, Pablo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm super tired.
I am so tired. But you know what? Being tired is just like having pressure, and you know what pressure does. So, speaking of pressure, Anonymous Club.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that? I know what it is, but you say what.
It's just like an umbrella for like up-and-coming talent and like a creative studio. So it's just like Shane's kind of like workshop on bringing up younger kids, new producers, new artists that he's really into.
Yeah. And it's been going on for a while now. You guys have been going on for like, it's been like 2 years now.
Yeah. 2 years.
Two plus almost, right?
I think it was around a little bit before I started. But yeah, I've been on for around like 2 years, a little bit more than two.
For me, knowing Shane pretty much half of my whole life, this is something that he wanted when I probably first met him. So this is crazy to see for real, because it's not only artists anymore. Now it's like, it's students. And or actually, it started off as students. And now I feel like it's like individual legends already.
So it's like,
it's almost an army. I hate to say it. She finally built the army. Like for years, she's like, girl, we need girl. And I'm like, yeah, we need, but where are these girls at? Because we're in New York. Like
they're around.
They were around, but they weren't outside where we were. But now they outside.
Yeah. No, for real.
They're outside, and the army is real, and the army is the Anonymous Club Collective. This is fucking crazy. You guys drop music almost every fucking, I don't know. I try to put reminders on my phone or Instagram, but I'm a fucking granny, so.
Yeah.
I can never keep up. And because of me being a granny, you know, all your parties start when I'm asleep, so I can never really, really keep up. I just hear word of mouth what's fucking going on at night.
Sober diva, that's sober what you're diva on right queen, now. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this weekend because it looks like you guys are taking over the Shed, which is a really fab event space in Brooklyn, New York, which I've been trying to get into forever, and I'm glad I'm in there now. So I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to hold you, I'm not going to cap. A lot of people are confused. But to be honest, a lot of people have been confused with us for the past 15 years. So if they're confused, then I know things are moving well. If they know what's going on, then we're in trouble. We're being normal, and we seem like everybody else that's not flourishing.
Exactly.
So because it sounds like confusion a little bit,
and I'm keying. Like, it only sounds like confusion because I know, like, girls that wouldn't understand are like, what do you mean 3 day? What does that mean? What am I doing? What are you going to show me for 3 days? You know what I mean? But then when they get there, they gag for the rest of their life. And now it's on their mood boards for like 10 years trying to catch up.
Exactly.
Is that what's going on this weekend? Or let's clarify what's going on this weekend.
What's going on this weekend is the first night is a memorial, which you're going to play.
I am.
There's going to be some fashion. There's also going to be an award ceremony. I'm not going to say who the award is going to be given to.
Wow. Can you say the name of the award?
I think it's the Anonymous Award. I think that's what it's called.
Okay. I love this.
Yeah. It's more focused on community.
Well, here's a question. Who's the nominees for the award? I am so messy.
I don't even think it's like that. Okay, I think someone's already gotten it.
Oh,
someone's
damn,
being presented
snatched it up. Over, I mean, it's anonymous. Of course, somebody snatched it up.
No, it's more of like a heritage award,
that.
You know, just
Shane
like
is
an
really
honoring.
Big on heritage for sure. I love that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so who are some of the performers? Like
that night, it's you.
Me asking, knowing who
Shane,
the performers are already, guys.
And I think it's just y'all. No, Omar S is DJing as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
Omar
first
S is
of
DJing.
All, I'ma just toot my own little horn for 2 seconds. This is the first time ever people will see Shane and I performing a scheduled performance. You
no,
know?
Really?
I mean, if you give us a mic, we've performed many
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
it's been
yeah,
really
yeah.
fun.
Mm-hmm.
But a scheduled, actual, like, and go performance, this is a first. So I'm excited for this.
It's
going to
be
so fun.
Lit
and I'm so
fuck.
Proud of him because, like, you know, Shane is the fashion, you know, 100% fashion warrior. I can throw him to the wolves in fashion. Me, I'm a singer. I'm a musician. You can throw me to the wolves with musicians. So, like, to see him doing this, because he's always had music in his belt, like, it was never just DJing. Like, it was always, like, producing DJing because, like, Shane never had a set, never had a MP3, or never had a, what, like a flash drive going to the club. He's playing whatever you had and just jumping on and then playing for 2.5 hours. I'm sure he's still doing that.
Tearing it.
I'm
tearing
sure he's played
crazy.
Many of your songs and your laptops out. But, like, this is the first time the vocals is, like, real. And I know you had a lot to do with it. And not just you guys, but the artists that are in between the records. I had the pleasure of meeting a few of them. Well, I knew a few of them, but also helping them in a few songs when we were doing Leave Out, which is a fab song. I hope you got that song.
Nah, that's the track.
On Screensavers. But even watching the artists and him together, the sound that you guys created is a sound.
For sure.
Fab.
For sure,
you
for
know?
Sure.
A lot of collectives get together and they make a sound, but it sounds like something else. This sound has waited a long time to become official. And it's really cool. You hear my dog, he's crying because he knows. Like, the sound has become really, 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 really prominent and dominant in New York City. And you had a lot to do about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that whole compilation is just like super lit. And working with everyone was amazing. You were there that week. That week was so fun.
That was actually the week when I really, really met you and was like, who's this girl? But then I was like, okay, she knows what's up. I was also happy to see you around Gabe, who's also a legend. Shout out to Gabe.
Yes.
Schumann. We love
Shout
you,
out to Gabe.
Daddy. We love you, Gabe.
Yes, Gabe
but,
is the one.
You know, Gabe is the one. But for a long time, I don't know how long you knew Gabe. For a long time, it's really just been Gabe. And like, when I mean just been Gabe, I mean like, and you know how Gabe is, like, so humble, will never say when he's overwhelmed, just will just do it, never say when he's crazy, but now he has, like, a team that's popping.
Composed, very composed individual, for sure.
A very composed individual, like, he is worth a lot of money.
Yes,
and
definitely,
you know what?
Definitely.
I need to make a lot of money, so I need to pay this bill, so I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, so that's night one. Make sure y'all there, because I'll be there singing beautiful music and doing tributes to soldiers that we have lost, but really didn't lose, because you'll hear about that when you see me there. Let's talk about the next night.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on the next night?
Night two is...
Boom, 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 boom.
Exactly. It's a wench presentation, so that's Shane and Alejandra's or Arca's longtime project. It's going to be a super fab release. It's really long. People have been waiting for it forever.
I fortunately was there for that as well.
I heard.
I mean, I'm everywhere. Whenever any of my friends that are artists or like fashion people want to dive in music, I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Yeah, now I like let's get it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that Wench album was a process.
Mm-hmm.
That Wench album was a process, but it's fire. Like,
you did Arca, Trill Tape too, though, right?
I'm a granny. Yeah, keep reminding me. I'm a granny. Yes, I have been around.
Legendary.
Trill Tape was crazy. Mm-hmm. Shane, that's when Shane said, hello, I also do music. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So there's going to be a Wench presentation.
Yeah, I think Total Freedom is also performing.
Whoa.
I have an Earth Eater performance as well.
Fucking icon. I was in a rehearsal and I fucking gagged. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
Fire.
Her voice is top notch right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold you. It's hard for a white girl to impress me singing. I'm just very transparent. It's really hard. She really got it. I'm impressed mm-hmm. by that. I love stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. that's when I know music is everybody. When it's like, you know, she got it.
No, she's got it for real.
I can't wait for that.
It's also, we're debuting some stuff. We have a trance album coming out with her that's going to be pretty crazy. We're writing that right now and producing
it. Wow.
But,
can I come for that? I want to hang out with the trance.
Yeah, duh.
I never did trance.
No.
That sounds nuts.
It's four on the floor beats.
Wow.
It's big beats.
Oh, wow. Big beats. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, a Wench presentation, that sounds, first of all, it's fashion. Like, mm-hmm. I think people are neglecting that Shane Oliver is showing fashion.
There
like,
is fashion that night as well.
Shane Oliver is doing something. This whole thing is fashion.
Yeah.
Incorporated with bomb music and bomb artists who's about to tear New York City,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Burn down that building. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, that's for sure. But I know the fashion's going to get crazy. So there's fashion that night as well.
Yeah, there is fashion. I'm not sure exactly what's being shown, but there's collaborations and there's things from older collections that I think never came out.
So this is the bio of our whole history in fashion. So you make complete sense. Thank you. All right, so
exactly.
The last night.
Yeah, that's the big night. I think that's the night.
That's the night. Why is everyone like, that's the night?
Because that's when Shane is performing. There's also going to be some fashion in that, and we have a ton of guests performing as well.
Wow.
I have Baby Sosa's performing. She's sitting right next to me. Say hello.
Wait, who?
Hey, everybody.
Wow. Baby Sosa in the
building. You guys got to come on Saturday.
You hear that, y'all?
Saturday.
You heard what the fuck she said. Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Saturday's the turn up.
Saturday's the big turn up.
So you think I should wear flats on Saturday? I'm a man. I'm a grown man.
Is that what you're going to give
my pronouns? My pronouns is grown fucking man. You shitting me? I'm a grown man in heels.
I mean, whatever suits you.
So you're not comfortable with the flats. All right, thank you. All right, so before you go, there's one thing that we have to do together. I do this for everybody.
Okay.
Every week, I discuss the carry of the week with my guests.
Oh, God.
So here's my thing, exactly. I like that you're saying, oh, God. That means you're thinking really hard on it. That's exactly what I want you to do. So what do you think is the carry of the week this week? It could be something personal. It could be something online you saw. It could be something on your way here.
Oh,
it could be
God.
Something you thinking about. What do you think the carry of the week is?
These rehearsals are definitely...
Ooh, okay. That means it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, they're 12-hour rehearsals. It's okay. No joke. So we're going in 12
you
hours.
You hear this shit, y'all? So they're going 12-hour rehearsals. So that means y'all niggas better show up this weekend. It's going ham. Mm-hmm. You guys recording it? Is it going to be live streamed? Don't even answer that. No.
Okay.
You guys need to be there this weekend at The Shed in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other people playing too. Eve's Tumor's playing. Mm. Izzy Spears is playing. Ooh.
Honestly, my son, let me just put that out there. Izzy is my son. You know, Shane. Yes, it's Shane's
Y'all can battle
army.
For that one. Y'all
Shane's
can battle
army,
for that
but
one.
But Izzy is my son. Go
you
ahead.
Said you found him in Atlanta, right?
I do a lot. I found him in Atlanta. I made him do music.
Okay.
Made him get his stuff together with Shane. You know, I'm a grandmother.
Izzy,
my whole
Ian's
purpose is to make
right
sure
now.
Niggas is not on the street looking stupid and capping and knowing they representing somewhere me. Like,
yeah.
I'm repping Izzy. You kidding me?
Yeah. It's gonna be super lit. I think
I'm excited.
Deli Girls are also playing.
I'm
as
excited
well.
To meet them in person.
Oh, you haven't met them yet?
Never.
Isn't
that crazy?
You came right after they
Yeah,
left.
Yeah. They are more in the night.
Yeah.
I'm in the house by then watching TV. Baby.
They're lit. They're super
I love them. No, I love everything I hear from them. I'm like, I'm putting on skinny jeans for no reason. Like, I love them.
Yes, for real.
Oh my God, it's
real.
Gonna be a real turn up.
Mm-hmm. And I think Shane's also DJing the night. There are a bunch of other people that are playing as well. I mean, it's just gonna be fun. Like, everybody should come through. The stage is crazy.
Wow.
The production's nuts.
Wow. I'm excited. Yeah. So, you know online is sold out, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been sold out.
So, y'all heard that. It's sold out. But if you hit me up, I might could get you and your mans or your girls or they or us or somebody in because it is the Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So, hit me up. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. We didn't give you tickets to give away or something. Isn't
worry,
that something
got,
you do?
No, that's what I'm saying right now. I got you.
Let's do a ticket giveaway.
You. I'm going to do a ticket giveaway. Yeah, let's do a ticket giveaway.
Instagram. Spam the comments.
Yeah, spam. Yeah, exactly. Spam anonymous latest comment, and I'm gonna go through the comments and find the greatest person and Uber you to the Shed.
Okay.
Give you a blunt because I'm not smoking weed with you because it's COVID, and then enjoy a show with you and then Uber you home. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I don't cap.
Yeah, that's a tall order for Ian, too.
Yeah, that's a tall order. Venti shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pablo and Baby Sosa, thanks for coming by, Anonymous. I love y'all.
Thank you for having me.
Always.
Anonymous Club, thank you.
Woo! All right, I'm going to see y'all this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone sure. that's listening, I'm going to see y'all too, right?
You better be there.
All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, as we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful sugar service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because you know what? That's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay our respects to living legends. Every week here on the sugar service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect their flowers. This week, we are honoring one of my personal favorites, y'all. The undisputed braided icon of New York City, Miss Shamika Williams, also known as Mika on the Braids, also known as the Braiding Machine, also known as this bitch got a sexy ass gold lip. Also known as Big Sister Braid, a whole head in 6 seconds. Mika is a legend in her own right who deserves to be magnified, y'all. Mika has been a secret gem to the hood first, then to, of course, both fashion and the music industry. I was introduced to Mika through our mutual friend, the hair texture guru himself, Father Jawara, who was previously a guest on this show and who she works with closely, slaying every girl from left to right. I went uptown one day to see her at her shop on Madison, sat in the chair, and never left, y'all. Mika is a true artist in her craft, a true artist in her craft. Her braiding is something that's not only special to her, not only special to me, but special to our people and our culture. So, Miss Mika on the braids, these roses are for you, boo. Braid the fuck on. Yeah. I really enjoyed myself today, y'all. Thank you to my special guest, Anonymous Club, for stopping by, Pablo and Baby Sosa. Thank you to all my lovely listeners. I hope y'all be here next week, and I hope I see you this weekend at the Shed. Be determined and never defeated. I gotta go. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Saleh. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alubey. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Wood. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.